It's business time, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Vinnie Eastwood Show, 5 days a week. And what was I going to talk about next? Oh, yes, holidays. Mate, aren't holidays great? As soon as a holiday is on its way, it's never close enough. As soon as a holiday finishes, it's never been long enough. You know what I'm saying? Unless, of course, you're taking a holiday because you're tired, just physically exhausted, as I was, and you just need to recharge the batteries. But it doesn't mean I don't love what I do. It means that you've got to take a break from time to time. And so many people in this movement forget that. Forget that they're human, that they require time out, relaxation, need to be taken to a restaurant and shouted a nice meal or a drink of some description once in a while. Taking it easy. Just because we're trying to save the world doesn't mean that we should take responsibility for it. All right? And by that I mean taking responsibility for the whole world's problems. So I took it upon myself to go 3 weeks without email, without text messages, without Facebook, without Skype, without any communication with the outside world. I wasn't going to read any articles. I wasn't going to watch any documentaries. I'd done more than enough as far as I was concerned in 2012, and the world will still be there when I get back 3 weeks later. And here I am. And the world's still here. It hasn't ended because I decided to take some time off. So many people got to recognize and actually be really, really attentive of that fact. If you burn out, you're not going to be any help to anybody. And if you're exhausted, you're not going to really be able to help yourself. How many people kill themselves with stress and frustration because they just don't realize taking time off is a necessary part of work? And just because we're trying to save humanity doesn't mean that everybody should suddenly pay attention to us and make our lives better because we're trying to save them. No, it doesn't work that way. If you can't take care of yourself, how on earth are you going to take care or protect or defend anybody else? Doesn't work that way. If I was to perhaps try to go an entire year without taking a day off, I would go insane. In fact, most likely, I would become a lot stronger before going insane and accomplish a lot more work. But I would also damage myself. And when I came to the end of 2012, I was so thankful to be able to go on holiday. And I asked for a slew of donations, and I got them. I got enough donations so that I could just take a couple of weeks off without worrying about money. I wasn't going out and going on spending sprees or anything. I was doing very little comparatively. And it's so interesting how much money you need in order to do nothing. Isn't that sad? Isn't that suckful? You know? That you've got to be basically wealthy in order to do nothing? in a lot of ways. Just to keep the rent paid and all these bills and everything that accumulate when you're not even using them. I thought that was really irritating, and I was so grateful. Like, I think I came back after 2 weeks home, and me and my girlfriend Sarah, we spent a week here basically watching movies together and just hanging out and cooking each other tea and that kind of thing. And it was so blissful. And I looked in my account one day to notice that because I'm getting subscribers and things, that donate on an automatic regular basis, that although I was taking time off and I wasn't doing my radio show or doing anything, I was still accumulating. And I just burst into tears. Just so grateful. You know? To actually know that people care, that people want to support me and what I'm doing. I was just so grateful. I don't think anybody else realizes what it's like to be me, and nor should you. Everybody helps me so much. People listen to me with such intensity. So humbling is the experience that it makes me feel obligated to do more. Much more. Like I have not earned what I'm getting already. I still don't feel that I've done enough. And I don't know what enough even means. Trying to accomplish things and not knowing exactly what I'm really trying to accomplish. I want to be free, sure. How do I quantify that? Will Monsanto be disbanded? Will the US government become restricted back and be reduced into virtually nothing before people can really be free? Is that the end goal here? Maybe. But I don't think that I'll ever see it. I don't know if I'll ever be able to live in a world where I really will be free. I wish that I could. And I have faith that such a world can exist. I just don't know if I'll be alive to see it. I wish that I could be. And something I wanted to share with everybody is that it's my goal and that's what I'm doing. And without the generous support of listeners and donations, literally it wouldn't be possible to even speak right now. And I can't work again. I literally can't. I get panic attacks if I go into a job interview because I just can't follow orders anymore. I want to do what's right. I want to do things that are creative. And to be told that I can't is a reality that I'm just simply ill-equipped to deal with anymore. I used to be capable of putting up with anything. Follow any order. Yes, boss, you know, with a big smile on my face. Go off and do whatever they wanted me to do. Can't do that anymore. And as I was speaking before about the family, that frustration and that anger and that rage that I felt, it occurs to me that probably the vast majority of the listeners to this show and many others don't experience that frustration only for a couple of days a year. It's constant. Constantly not being listened to. Being called a conspiracy theory. Being ridiculed, belittled, mocked by the people who are supposed to love you and support you. I hadn't felt that way in so long. I'd forgotten what it was like. And I realized what it's like for all of you. Some of you are conspiracy theorists and are married to people who love being slaves. Who every day you see them doing stupid things and talking about irrelevant nonsense. Have nothing that matters. Was horrible. It was so horrible. I couldn't bear to live like that. I live with my girlfriend Sarah, and she's a truther. We never have such problems in our household. And my heart goes out to all of you who live in that situation right now. You know, I don't know what I can do for you. I was lucky enough to be able to just go there, experience it, and then come back. For many of you, there is no escape. You're stuck at home with your family, or you're stuck in your relationship with your wife or husband who just doesn't get it. I don't know what to say. I don't know what I can do to make things better for you other than plaster that big cheesy grin on your face, know that they don't have a clue what they're talking about, and all of their opinions and speculations are completely and utterly irrelevant because you are correct. You have the facts, and you should be supremely confident that at least you are not the one who is crazy and stupid enough to believe that everything in the world is just fine, and that the people who are saying that things are wrong are the crazy ones. We have a caller here, one of my good mates, friend of a friend. I think it's Colston. Are you on the
air? Hey, my buddy. How are you, my friend? My fellow compatriot. Oh, man. You're getting me right at the heart there, buddy. Getting me right at the heart. Oh, wow. like you were saying, you know, you push yourself a little too hard, and you got to take a step back once in a while, and I understand what that's all about. I really do. And how do we get through this? Yeah, we can't dwell on the negative all the time. We've got to be positive in other parts of our life, you know. But I appreciate, you know, all of your shows and with the levity and the enthusiasm and hard work that you put into your shows. So I just want to call in there and say I'm here for you, buddy. And how can we get beyond this, you know, we all have to stick together. And, you know, like that Stone song, we all need someone to lean on. And, you know, if we just pay it forward to our brothers and sisters, and as far as the establishment and the NWO, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, and the NWO, we just need to expose them, that's all, and come together and have referendum and popular vote and some major legal action and expose these people. So that's all we can do.
You know how the government talks about the troops that go overseas and they give the ultimate sacrifice, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're troops at home, and the same ultimate sacrifice is due from us. I think we've lived so long and had so easy that now it's our time to pay. And what happened with my sister, Colston, is that I got what I wanted out of that situation. I went into holidays feeling exhausted from working really hard over the year, but also feeling frustrated, like I didn't care anymore, like frack the truth was something that was going through my mind, and I was wondering, why is that? And I was talking to my friend Will last night, and he said, well, let me offer a suggestion. Is it because that you've stagnated and you're not where you really want to be, and that's why you're starting to kind of just go, well, frack it, frack everything, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is that before those thoughts started to occur to me, something else occurred to me. I hadn't felt frustration, discrimination, or pain, or true rage for so long that I'd forgotten what it felt like. I hadn't had a life-changing experience in a while either. And I wanted some pain. I wanted some frustration so that I could grow stronger from it. And I got precisely what I wanted. And everybody needs to recognize that unless you suffer, unless you experience pain and frustration, you do not grow.
That's true.
You do not evolve. Awesome. Thank you very much for your call, bro.
Hey, have a good night, man.
Bye. You too, man. Thanks so much.